Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. A proud network of shows, podcasts, and internet radio. YouTube magic, internet delight, with such participants as Truth Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and this show, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken. Joining me, as per usual, ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing this fine night? What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, psyched.
Why are you so excited, Steve? What's going on?
Number 400, man. 400.
Oh, it is? Is that today?
I think that's today.
Is that the very day that we're on now? Is this the 400th episode of this fucking show?
Yep. How did we do it? How did you do it?
How did I do it, first of all?
I wasn't on all 400.
You were on a lot. You were on a lot.
Let's say the majority.
I don't know. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Find out exactly how many episodes Steve was on. And the first person to get that exact answer has wasted a whole lot of motherfucking time.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter how many episodes you've been on. You're here doing it now. And Steve, I want to say thank you for being a part of this this show's history. And with that, you're fucking fired, Steve!
All right.
You're fucking fired!
Click.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
How many people just were like so excited listening to this shit? I wonder if there's a
Jeff was probably cheering.
If there's a small pocket of people that Jeff are like, holy shit, he did it. No. Fuck that. Steve is the most ready to go, fucking excited to do it, co-host that I think I've had. I don't mean to offend anybody that's ever co-hosted, but nobody's ever everybody has their moments. I have my moments where I'm like, you know what, man, fuck it. I just want to fucking, like, I had a rough day at work. I want to just fucking sit in my dirty underwear and watch fucking TV. I just want to sit on my couch and work a little closer to turning my ass into the fabric of the fucking sofa. I want to waste time. But no, Steve has never said he never wanted to do the show. He's always been there, always wanted to. But beside the point, Steve, it's 400. We've been doing this shit for quite a fucking while.
That's a lot of numbers. A while.
Now, let's take a little trip down memory lane, shall we? We started off, I believe, the first show I did, and I really hope... it had to have changed. Oh, it definitely changed. I used to just give my fucking IP address out. I hosted the fucking Shoutcast on my fucking computer. And I would get people like, it's getting really shitty. The quality's really, really shitty. I'm like, well, I'll try to be better. No, it's like, we can't hear you. And it would try to fucking, serve it out to so many people. I remember I had to set the fucking server settings to like, oh, maybe 32 people will listen. Maybe they'll tune in. And we did that for a while until Mark, your former boss, former sysop, maybe current. Is he still running the jungle?
He still owns it. I don't think there's anything. I mean, I have an email address there still.
It must be working. I don't know. There was a BBS, and we knew this guy who had a massive afro. And his name was Mark.
Oh, I don't know if you've seen him lately. It's grown. I mean, he's at all
Does he look
time.
Like
Jerry Garcia?
What are the fucking Samoan tag team from WWF?
Weren't they the Samoans?
Well, then that would be pretty obvious, wouldn't it?
I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, well, if it's the Samoan, I know it couldn't be the fucking Samoans.
The Headhunters? No,
that was it might be the Headhunters. I think it was the Islanders.
That could be it.
I think that's what it was. And watch, they don't even have a fucking fro. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I remember there being a fucking.
They were called the Wild Samoans.
Is that what it is? Let me see.
They were called. I just found it. The Wild Samoans.
Yeah, and they had Frege hair. That's right. They had fucking Mark Frege hair.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't have the fro, but kind of has the fro that goes down.
Yeah,
that's what Frege looks like.
Otherwise known as Reggie Watts hair.
Reggie Watts is just like huge. Yeah. His goes in all directions, I believe.
Yeah. Like tangentially from his fucking skull.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just radiates out.
It's a thing
out.
Of beauty.
It is.
Anyway, we used his vizhost.com server for quite a while. And
plugged it for a long time.
Plugged it like a motherfucker. And he
vizhost.com.
Yeah. And he was very kind to the show. And then I came into contact with a guy named Dan Wright from Northern California, who had his own little radio operation, internet radio operation, which was a packed schedule of shows. And I got a chance to be a part of that. Now, I'll tell you this. It looked so established to me compared to anything that I've been on that I was like, oh, man, I was thinking to myself, oh, I really hope I can get on here. I didn't think that I'd have a chance, and I did. And it was really fun. I met a lot of great people from Radio BBQ. And for whatever reason, Dan took it down, and it became There Is No Radio.
That's right.
Man, that station. I was on there for quite a while on that station. With the home of the fucking 14, what the fuck was that band? Fishbone MP3s. It was me and fucking 13 to 15 Fishbone MP3s. And goddamn, it was fucking terrible. It was a piece of fucking shit, that site. And I think I let him know that I thought it was a piece of shit. I tried to give him some, you know, instruction on how to fucking make it better, at least according to my view. But I was really just an asshole in doing that. I mean, this guy had his fucking website that he was running the way he thought he wanted to do it. And I was kind of a fucking jerk about it. But then again, he was a fucking asshole too. But
That's unimaginable.
Bad monkey. Yeah, I don't know. Haven't heard from anybody. The people I've heard from, like There Is No Radio and Radio BBQ, I think consist of Chris Keith from Best in Show. They were formerly of a show called The Brown Lodge, which I believe all the episodes are archived on bestinshowradio.com. They were on The Brown Lodge, so I keep in touch with them, obviously, because they're on Heroes Talk. And I think we're the only collection of idiots that like doing this shit. Still, I don't know. It's been fucking years, almost a decade at this point that I've been doing this show. I was doing this, I think, in late 2004, so we're like 9 years at this point.
Yeah.
Fuck. And here we are, 400 episodes in 9 years. So there's been some lulls. Okay. It's not the like clockwork fucking factory sealed thing that it has been at times, but it may be again. Who knows?
A lot of shows aren't so.
Yeah,
a lot of shows come back later. Look at Dallas; they only took about 20 years off.
I like to think about some of the shows that I've kind of come into contact with, and maybe participated in. From when I've done this, unfortunately, I've done this so long that it predated the idea of the fucking podcast. Like it was just
internet radio.
Like I said before, you would have to peddle your fucking IP address on a fucking AOL Instant Messenger list, alienate how many fucking friends? I don't know, because I would send this shit every fucking week. I don't know how many people I've actually made hate me because of that shit, but the number's got to be sizable. Because I did that for many years. The invite every time I'm doing a fucking show, and then Twitter came along, 2006, and now you can just send your invites out there, like a fucking hook with a worm on it, and anybody who's like, oh, yeah, let me go follow, and then they just get fucking shitty updates from me. But yeah, that's how it was done. So it was just live. People weren't recording shit. The only one who I knew that was recording their shows, and I thought he was dope for doing it. I'm like, why would you want to record it? I didn't get it at the time. Was, and do you know who I'm about to mention now?
No, absolutely not. Unless it's the original C-Rock.
Hey, whoa, hey, whoa! Watch the chat room. Oh, he used to record his shows. So maybe somewhere in some fucking dusty external hard drive, he had some of the shows that we've done together. Probably. But man, like a lot of these shows, or they just came and went, and they had their time. And you know, it's interesting. The people that get into this thing,
another one that really didn't like me, and I just called into this show constantly every week. I think I did like one show where I was a second co-host.
Oh my! I want to just say, first of all, to someone who's listening live right now, Dart, my friend. You probably don't know who the fuck he is.
No. But
my friend Dart, I want to say thank you for your service to our fine goddamn country. You son of a bitch!
Oh,
I can't. I'm happy to see that you're back. Goddamn!
Happy to see he's alive.
Me too. I'll tell you, he probably kicked some goddamn ass. Dart, good dude. But yeah, C-Rock was one of those people that would just do marathon fucking shows. But the idea of this is that
people
would get into this for like a little while, and I don't know what their motives were. They would do this shit, and maybe they expected something out of it. Maybe they expected to become famous or you know, get a different career path or develop a following for something. And while I think doing this show, I've guaranteed you that I've had, you know, those thoughts enter my mind at times. But the underlying reason of doing it, and I guess why I still do it on a regular capacity, is that I just love doing it. And I saw a recent Twitter exchange, which I loved, from Veal Chop and Best in Show Chris, where it ended up with Chris saying, you know, I enjoy doing BIS, Best in Show. I mean, they were bickering for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, which is always fun. I enjoy Veal Chop bickering.
I enjoy pretty much anybody bickering.
Yeah. But he's probably the best, I think.
Oh, that's good.
I think he's the best bickerer. Because you can tell that it's not just a fucking front. Like, he's got some kind of a genuine just distaste.
Vested interest?
No, an absolute fucking, like, he's tried it, and it fucking repulses him, and he has to tell you how fucking bad it is. Like, that's kind of what the impression I get, and I fucking
passion. Totally, that's what that is. That's passion.
Yeah, it's passion for cutting people down. But he also praises the shit out of things he likes, so you gotta respect that. I don't know where I'm going with this rambling session, but As I think about the shows I've come into contact with, those that are still around, those that have come and gone, the people that have come and gone from, you know, the communities, like Dart was a recent, you know, person who just started listening and he went away, but he's back. People come in and out, and you know, some, you know, just go away. Like I was looking at some of the pictures from one of our events where we had Jimmy J.J. Walker just holding court with these fucking skinny bitches in the back of a fucking bar, just delighted to be there. And it looked like he was having a fucking good time. But where is he? I don't even know, you know, if he's well. I don't even know if he's
I hope
around.
So.
Like, there have been people where it's like, God damn it, I really, I miss James Gum. And I've tried to find that guy.
Yeah, I remember him.
Can't find him. Just all of a sudden, 2007, just lost touch of the guy. Lost touch with him. Jimmy J.J. Walker. Like, you'll try and fucking lift up the leaves and the rocks and the fallen logs of the internet and try to find something. I'm like, oh, shit, he commented on a YouTube video. He's still around. He's still with us. It's shit like that that's kind of fucked up. But through it all, anybody who's listened to this show and anybody who's listened to anything on Hear Us Talk, who've been a part of it or in any way, thank you. Because I know that the hosts on this station and the hosts that have been on the station enjoyed putting these shows out. And if I can speak on their behalf, I'm speaking because of my own fucking experience, because I truly do.
Me too.
Enjoy it. Well, no one gives a fuck about you, so let me just have my moment, please.
No.
I truly enjoy doing it, and if I can get somebody to enjoy listening to it, that kind of justifies this fucking just weird hobby that I have. I mean, if you think about it, if Amanda ever had to explain this to somebody, maybe at this point, it might be something that people would get. Like, maybe within the last year, you say the word podcast, and someone would be like, okay. But for, like, the 8 years before that, it was the weirdest fucking thing.
True.
Yeah, he just goes into a room and talks to a computer?
But that's like a radio talk show, but it's on the internet. I mean, it's not really that crazy of an idea, is it? It's just a different way to get it out there.
My favorite thing, because I would listen to a lot of radio shows before there were a lot of podcasts to eclipse my listenership of radio. And when they heard the idea of internet radio or podcasting, when they would hear a detractor, and they're like, oh, he's on some fake internet radio, or he's got some podcast out of his room, something like that, they would all laugh. They would all scoff. And what's interesting is that podcasts are fucking on such a different trajectory than fucking radio, which has no trajectory. It's just been at the fucking...
Yeah.
At best, they can hope to be where it was last year. It's just on the
podcasting
fucking decline.
Has leapfrogged regular radio, I guess.
The people who just fucking laughed at it, like, it just amazed me. I wonder if they knew that it could be something. Or if they just didn't get it. I don't know.
Well, it's just like internet web.
Internet webs? Yay, yo. What's poppin'?
We can't forget him either.
I changed my name to Internet. You know what I mean? My name is Internet Webs. I know
middle
everything.
Name, browser.
Chrome. No, it would be Chrome.
Chrome.
He uses Chrome like people
internet
use
Chrome
people
webs.
Use Kleenex. Like, yo, open up Chrome. But this is an old Mac, and all I have is Safari. Yeah, whatever. Just, you know what I mean. Open up the Chrome on your Safari. It's terrible. Yeah. Steven, I have a couple of things. Since this is the 400th episode, I have a couple of things that are that reference the number 400. I just wanted to get a couple of these things woven into this show. The first thing that I thought of when I tried to consider the number 400 isn't like any sort of way to arrive at that number through math, of course, because I'm a fucking dummy and I smell like cheese today. I just caught whiff of my breath bouncing off of this fucking thing, and it's not good. It's not fucking good. I actually shoveled a goddamn quarter of a piece of pumpkin pie with whipped topping into my mouth with my fucking hands, because I'm like, oh shit, it's 10 o'clock.
Nice.
I'm not going to put the pie away and eat it later. I have to eat it now. So, yeah, a cheesy salad and then whipped topping on a goddamn fucking pumpkin pie. And I'm saying whipped topping because it's something that was born in a fucking lab. It's not even like cream. Just fuck. It's like fix a flat with sugar in it. Fucking Cool Whip. I can't fucking stand Cool Whip, but Amanda likes it. She bought it. And I'm not about to eat a dry fucking pumpkin pie slice, Steve. I'm not about to fucking have that nightmare. So to go back to 400, I used to be a big fan of baseball and baseball trivia. And one of the things that I thought of first was when I thought 400 was the last person to hit 400 in the major leagues. And when I say 400, I obviously mean the batting average for the season.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know this? Are you a baseball trivia guy?
I don't know like stats and stuff like that. I have a couple guesses. One guess.
Well, let's hear your guess.
Considering he had such the longest hitting streak, I would have to go with DiMaggio.
Incorrect. Incorrect. I don't think he ever did it, to be honest.
Ever?
Never.
Wow.
Never. The person I'm thinking of and the person who did it last had done it twice.
It's got to be a long time ago.
Had done it twice in their career. Well, I mean, it depends what fucking long time means. I mean, are we talking like peach baskets and fucking berets as bases? I don't know.
I think the peach basket was basketball.
Yeah, for some people, maybe. The last player to do it was
In like the 50s, maybe before 50s or before.
I believe it was like 41 or 47, but it was in the 40s.
All right.
It was Ted Williams. He did it twice in his career.
Huh? Yeah, makes sense.
And this is This is when like they had like you see when they were an active player and there's like a 5-year gap in the middle because like the entire All-Star team fucking served in World War II. And now, fucking, pretty much, DiMaggio, Ted Williams. I think like they had to shut the fucking league down. And that league of their own movie isn't just a fucking a fantasy.
It's real. That's all based on true people.
Yeah, they only had like the Wally Backman equivalents back then. They're like, look, we're not gonna field a team of would be Wally Backmans. Just not gonna fucking happen. You're telling me all we have is Dave Magadan and fucking Wally Backman? Let's just cancel the league. There's no pop on the bats. There's no goddamn glove to be had. Yeah, 400 Ted Williams. And I just also realized there is one pitcher in the 400 wins club. One. Do you want to take a guess?
The only one I can think of would, again, be a Yankee, Whitey Ford.
You are incorrect. He is on a team that is defunct.
Functified?
Yes, so functified. Washington Senators pitcher, or hurler, as people say, Walter Johnson. The only person in the 400 wins club. Cy Young has over 500, so he doesn't really get listed there.
Well, he's still past 400.
Great, he's also in the one win club. Yeah, you celebrate where you're at.
I guess.
He's also fucking dead, so he's not really celebrating anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like when are we gonna let go of some of these records?
I mean, I think they need to have a second modern era because
shut it down, and say like, yeah, for that period of time, that was the best. I think they used a fucking ball that was bound by like fucking chicken skin. Or something like they had the ball became so fucking dirty because they never changed the ball. The fucking hitters just couldn't see it at the end of the game.
They used to have the fans throw the ball back, I believe.
Yeah, they didn't have like an umpire with two fucking little pockets full of balls right by his dick.
Yeah, and speaking of which, you know, there's more rules in the baseball rule book regarding umpires having a supply of balls than there are for most other rules in baseball.
Didn't know that.
Weird. Weird shit.
Weird and wild shit.
Oh, and one more thing.
Sure. Let's hear it.
You want to talk about the modern era and how there should be a second modern era?
I do. When's the cutoff, though? What's the cutoff in time?
I think they should start it next year because
just close it up. Close up the books this year.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's going to be instant replay next year. And the second thing that they're debating about right now is collisions at home plate. And they're going to get rid of collisions at home plate.
Oh, really?
What it sounds like, yeah. Most of the managers are in favor of it.
Did somebody have like a concussion, get a fucking spike to the face or something like that?
In the playoffs, the guy in Detroit, I forget who it was, but the catcher on the other team.
Was it Andres Galarraga?
No.
I don't know. Galarraga
gone for a hot minute.
No shit. I know no new players. I know fucking nothing about baseball at this point.
Yeah, but...
I know old shit when I was actually into it.
Like the 86 Mets?
That's kind of, to be fair, that's kind of when I started liking baseball. My whole family were Yankees fans, and I started becoming aware of baseball, and the Mets were like the champions, and like they're in the hometown, home area.
And well, you know what?
Why don't I become a Mets fan? And then all of a sudden,
I became a Yankees fan because everyone I knew was a Mets fan, and the Yankees hadn't done shit since the year before I was born. It was 78, the last time they went to the World Series. I think they won the World Series 78. And then nothing. I mean, I went to Yankees games as a kid, and they were shit.
Yeah.
I went to see Don Mattingly. That was it. There was no one else on the team.
Donnie Baseball. Never had a goddamn championship. Never.
Poor guy. That's why I was pulling for him this year.
Yeah. Not to be. Wasn't to be. So you think it's bullshit? You think they should stop it now, close the books? I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they can. Or I don't think it'll matter much, because people always want to have that... Who's the greatest insert position or thing?
Yeah, but like...
Who's the greatest fucking left-hitting, big-dicked shortstop who wore red socks? Go.
That's
well,
true.
That limits it to the Reds and the red stockings. So let's talk about Honus Wagner.
Honus.
Oh, and the Cardinals. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they like to fucking bicker about who's the best. So I think... You're never going to abandon the records. They're just going to have to be the records, and you'll have to know that it's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah, yep.
But, you know, it's interesting that it took so long for the Babe Ruth bullshit to fucking go away. It took it took chemicals to make it go away, which shows you what exactly, Steve? What does it show you about Babe Ruth's and his fucking home runs?
It's nothing spectacular because he did it on fucking whiskey and cigars and hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you throw a cotton ball. they used to pitch with like the pinky balls. You play fucking
pinky balls.
Bounce off a brick wall as you walk down the fucking alley. I don't know. 400, Steve. The Atari 400 was released in 1979. Included 8K of RAM and had a processor of 1.8 megahertz. The Atari 400. Did you have an Atari in your house, Steve?
That's a powerhouse. Not
it was a beast!
Beastly game system. No, I had a 26.
That one actually was not a game system. That was when Atari decided they wanted to be in the computer business.
Oh, so that was like a program your own, use some basic
it had a built-in programming language? It had like one cartridge, and it had... cartridge bay, I guess. It could play.
Was it a writable cartridge?
I don't think so. I don't think it was. It was all ROM, read only memory, and wow. It had a keyboard built in. But underneath, it had the fucking, you know, the controllers ports or whatever. And then they had the Atari 800, which is what my family had, which was the double socket. Cartridge bullshit thing, but it had a keyboard on it. So that was the first exposure I had to a computer. It's kind of how I learned to program.
Yeah, I had a Commodore VIC-20.
So like whatever decision led to my dad getting that thing, if it was like fucking severely discounted or fucking free, I don't know how. Yep. Like my dad got that, and because of it, it sparked an interest that fucking led to me having a career that I currently have.
And this
it's fucking
podcast.
Amazing that one fucking choice. Someone goes, "Yo, you want one of those computers?" And he's like, "What am I gonna fucking do with it? Like, we got Pac-Man." I mean, my dad had fucking boxes of games, of fucking games in the goddamn garage, and I would play this shit. My friends all had like Sega Master System and Nintendo and shit, and I was late to that game party or whatever you want to call it. I was late to that because I had Atari, so I would play all those games. And when I got bored, I'd just go to the garage and just fucking look at whatever. whatever box was in there and just pulling one out. Oh, it's got a fucking helicopter and it's on fire and there's like a fucking mushroom cloud in back of it. Meanwhile, it's fucking Choplifter and it's a blue screen that's like half red for the ground.
Nice.
And there's little white dots that are people. So like it was always the best artwork. Like someone gripping onto the fucking rail of the helicopter. Like what decision led to that? Like, did you see the fucking game? Someone just clinging for dear life on the goddamn tread of the helicopter. So I'd go there and do that, and eventually I found that I was running out of games, and I would see all these other things that looked boring, didn't know what they were. It was like learn German.
Nice.
So I started fucking with that. I taught myself a few things in German. I'm like maybe 8. I think this is like 1988, maybe 87. Like Nintendo's been out for a while at this point. I still don't have it.
Yeah, 83 was Nintendo.
I think 85 in the US though.
Well, one of those.
You had to have like some fucking connections to get it over from Japan. I don't know. Anyway, so I would go down and do that, and then I fucking ran out of games, and I just had this learn German and fucking just something that just said basic on it. You put the cartridge in, and it's a fucking blue prompt. And I remembered that we were learning basic in school. Like, 10, space, print, quote, Kenny, quote, end. And
20,
was,
oh,
I printed my fucking name. Yeah. And then you could get it to go in all different fucking patterns. All that shit. And it really sparked a fucking interest and shit. But it was just out of pure fucking boredom. And the fact that the goddamn summer vacations were endless as a fucking kid.
Yep.
Just endless. You had to make your own fun, Steve. And we didn't have fucking like woods and shit like that we weren't already in. Like, it wasn't like a big wide open fucking set of acres to go explore. It's like a neighborhood that like there's not much to do once you've seen it all.
So I just went right to day camp for the whole summer until I went back to school.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How many summers did you go to day camp?
Till like sixth grade, from like first grade to
Holy
sixth grade.
Shit.
Yeah.
Sixth grade, you're turning into like a bad kid though. Like, I mean, like the potential to become a bad kid is there.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was a good kid until like high school.
I'm sure you were. But was there any mischief? Like, there has to be more. Like, the first year when you're fucking six, there's not going to be a whole lot of mischief. You're going to fucking partake in the activities.
Oh yeah.
You're going to listen to the counselors. By sixth grade, when you're fucking 12,
yep.
This 20 something is going to try and fucking rule over you, and you're not going to want to fucking hear it.
No, there was one camp counselor. The dude was like 6'6", like 280 pounds. Jesus. He was huge. His name was Bartholomew, and everyone called him Barth, but we all called him Barf. So we were just like, yo, barf. We thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he just got so mad at us.
And then he beat the shit out of a kid who had a lisp.
Any one of you little motherfuckers calls me barf again. But barf, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Just fucking puts his goddamn boot right in this fucking poor kid's face because of you motherfuckers. Yep. God damn it.
And that was before Spaceballs.
That's true. That is true. Actually, I didn't know if that was true. How old were you when Spaceballs came out?
I don't know. When did it come out? I think it came out like 87 or something.
Interesting. Another 400 fact. In 400 AD, the Franks established themselves in the north of the Netherlands. In 2013, Frank has established himself in the portion of a basement in New Jersey that he's filled with shit and papers and no-dose bottles. So, very different progression from 400 AD to 2013 with the Franks. I believe the Franks was an empire that became France. I'm not
yep.
sure. I don't know.
Gaul.
That was that should have been in our fucking early modern Europe class, shouldn't it, Steve?
We talked about Gaul.
Did we?
I was all over that shit.
I was just too fucking just puzzled at how this guy could keep his job while belittling students, making fun of their parents, and kicking everybody out.
Me getting you kicked out.
Let me see. Do you think
I apologize for
do
that.
You think he's dead?
No.
Let me see.
He's got to be going strong. He's probably in his 80s, but he's probably still going strong.
Let's see. Hold on.
Going to the old college webpage.
Oh, my God. He looks like a creep.
He did back then.
He's got no wrinkles on his face now.
No? He's got none?
Either they photoshopped the shit out of this guy's fucking face.
Or he's a vampire.
Or he got some work done, which is just not what I would ever fucking thought he would do.
No, you wouldn't do that.
He was a piece of shit. Nah, he was okay.
No, he was pretty cool. He'd like walk in. He didn't have like no books or anything, but he had like a sweater vest. And he'd just start pulling shit out of his sweater vest. He had like the fucking lesson plan in there and like a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
And he'd pull out pens and stuff from his sweater vest.
Yeah.
Then he'd be like trying to remember something and he'd start patting himself down and trying to find out like the piece of paper where he stashed it.
He hit all his fucking notes and just crumpled, balled up like yellow legal pad paper and shit.
It looked like he pulled out like a wad of toilet
tissue.
Paper.
It looked like a fucking snotted in tissue.
Yeah, and he unraveled it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Charlemagne. Yeah.
Charles V. Yeah. Yeah. What a piece of shit. Yeah, so Frank is holed up in his basement, but he's the co-host of I Apologize, the most recent addition to the Heroes Talk Network. Our network is very active at this point. We have 5 shows, all posting episodes, and thanks to everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate that shit. Go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. The holidays are upon us. Fulfill all your wishes. I know that you're going to become the hero of the holiday that you celebrate, which if I were to guess, I would say, Steve, if you had to guess, you don't know what somebody would celebrate, but you wanted to pick something and say happy something or just wish them well in the time, what would you go with if you don't know what they...
Well, it's happy holidays, isn't it?
You say that?
Yeah. If I don't know, I mean, it could be Jewish.
Yeah. Hey, have a good holiday. Is what I go with. Have a good holiday.
Well, okay, that's not very far from what I just said.
And then I offend the Indian people who have 1,000 holidays in the fucking month of December, I guess. Or every month. I think every month they have
Indians have a ton of holidays, man.
They have like 472 holidays in a 365-day year.
They have Diwali, I think, during November, December, isn't it? That's Diwali.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That might be January, actually.
I think
I'm
Obama
not sure.
and his wife dressed up for and did the little dance or something.
Festival of Lights.
Yeah. Hey, good for them. God bless. God bless. Yeah, I worked with a Jewish man. I know. I'm very I don't know. I'm a fucking asshole. But I worked with I didn't know where to go. I worked with a Jewish guy and he said Merry Christmas to me, and I'm like, hey, Merry Christmas to you. He goes, I'm Jewish.
Then why is
and I said, oh, I'm just...
You just said me too.
I said, I'm just returning the sentiment. And he goes, yeah, I mean, for years I used to get aggravated with that, but now I just look at it like, hey, he's wishing me a good day. Like that. You don't have to fucking brain dump on me because I just said the same thing you fucking said to me.
Wait, was he really?
He was like really fucking hyper animated, like that too. It was really fucking annoying.
Did he have that accent? Because is he like an Italian Jew or something?
He looked like Frank if Frank kept his hair, like kept his peace.
Oh, I gotcha.
But Jewish, and I remember that that was at our company. It was called the fucking company Christmas party at my last job.
Uh-huh. They didn't.
It was on fucking Christmas Eve. We all had to go into the office.
You had to?
To celebrate this this blessed event. And we had a gift exchange, and there was a platter of cheeses and fucking pepperoni slices and shit. And this motherfucker who wished me a Merry Christmas, and I said Merry Christmas back and gave me the whole fucking lecture. He was sneezing on his hands. And grabbing the fucking cheese slices. And not only that.
Toothpicks, people. Toothpicks.
Not only that. In the face of a cup full of toothpicks.
Oh, there were.
There were. It was already thought of. He just,
Terrible.
And he's like fanning his fingertips in front of it, almost like he's trying to dry his wet fingertips off with his cough. It was fucking disgusting. What a fucking... He wasn't at that company much longer, so I didn't have to really be too exposed with him, but or to him. But I do remember at like the maybe a couple parties later at that job, there was like that company was nice. It was nice. It was a very small company, and there was like a family feel to it that I was kind of not really into. It was nice. I recognize it as a very nice thing, but I'm not like a warm, fuzzy kind of dude, and I don't want to like sit around the fucking. Really? No, I know you probably would have picked me as a guy who likes to wear a fucking thick turtleneck sweater and fucking sip hot chocolate and talk to all his friends in one room. Right.
That's what I thought.
But I'm not that. And so they would have this part of the fucking party that I loathed, where they would all get around and they'd all say some nice beaming things, and I would just be notably fucking silent. And some of the other people were too. But I remember this one lady, the not enough cream cheese lady, said, you know, it's so nice that we can all be together just like a family during, I'm going to say it, during the Christmas season.
I'm going to say it.
You know, there was this lady at the grocery store, and she was just such a nasty, is anybody here Jewish?
Oh, God.
And then fucking two hands went up, and she's like, she was just really nasty.
Wow.
She said, Jew, and then stopped and said, is anybody Jewish? After describing the person as fucking nasty and terrible.
Dear God.
Oh, was that the worst? My dick crawled into my abdomen to hide. Because it thought it was going to die from fucking embarrassment.
That's the thing.
The embarrassment fallout, Steve, lasted the entire day. Because there were Jewish people in the fucking room. And it became quite clear how she felt about them.
That's terrible. But that's the thing. It's hard in white society to tell if someone's a Jew. You don't know.
How about when you're at a company party, you don't describe the nasty lady who didn't wish you a Merry Christmas at fucking King's supermarket as such a Jew. That's what she was going to say. She was just such a Jew. Couldn't tell that she worked with Jewish people, but she could tell, boy, oh boy, this one.
The one that's such a Jew. Deli meat.
Such a Jew. You know how I knew? Because I order a lot of ham, so I can tell if the grocery person is a Jew.
If they put, don't want to really touch it.
If they just put the paper bags on their hands when they try to handle my pork products, then I know. Is anybody here Jewish? Is anybody? Show of hands. Show of hands.
Show of hands.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking painful thing that was. Absolutely terrible.
I would get embarrassed. Like, that's one of those embarrassing situations when you yourself feel embarrassed just for being there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I my first reaction was that I loved it. I loved that this was unfolding in front of me.
Yeah,
because not only did the hand go up like, oh, I'm Jewish, it was a hand goes up with a don't you fucking say it look on their face. Don't you fucking finish that sentence. Hand up. Oh, and the way she just backed, she was just not nice. So nasty or something. Oh, it was terrible. And every now and then on Facebook, I get to see one of her updates. And it's like, and we will all pray unto him and praise his name. Geez. And all like, oh, yeah, we all will. It's good.
I'll be praising his name.
Hey, I have no qualms about somebody who's religious. But God damn it, if that bitch fucking didn't irritate the shit out of me with the fucking not enough cream cheese comment. And then fucking give me one of the greatest things I ever witnessed at the company Christmas party, insulting the Jews we worked with. God damn it, was that fucking terrible. Do you ever have an embarrassing moment like that, Steve? What was something that you saw unfold in front of you where you just knew this. Oh, this is not. It can't play out that way. She can't, she's not going to say that. It, no, she did. Oh my God. Oh, it's even worse. Oh my.
I don't have a moment like that. I wish I did. In an awkward way, but I don't think I have an awkward moment like that that I can remember.
Another 400, Steve. The
yeah.
The 400th episode of The Simpsons aired in 2007. And featured an appearance by Ludacris.
It happened that's to be, when you know The Simpsons is really going downhill.
It happened to be the last episode released before The Simpsons movie, which I thought was quite good. I enjoyed it.
I liked the movie. And then they made it
you're goddamn right.
Under the Dome.
You are God Under the Dome with Hank from fucking Breaking Bad, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that The Simpsons are just fucking shit now.
Yep.
And I knew it when, like, I decided to check in on it. Like, I'll go away from The Simpsons for, like, a year, 2 years, and then I'll catch an episode. I'm like, let's see where they're at this time. Let's see where they are with their writing now. And it was an episode where fucking Homer was having a flashback. And I always remember those as being pretty good episodes because, you know, Homer has a flashback. He's younger. He has hair. It's about the fucking 70s. For some like befuddling reason,
it was the '90s.
they had a flashback of Homer, and he was in a fucking grunge band, and Bart was a baby. And I'm thinking,
no, Bart was like the same age he is when grunge was popular.
No, in the flashback, he was a child, like a baby. But fucking grunge came and went with Bart at 10 years old.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. It just fucking hideous. I mean, I'll always love that show. But man, I can't like you can't. I can't even think of a fucking a modern reference from The Simpsons. Granted, I don't watch it much. But I can't think of one moment that I've actually seen where I'm like, that was, you know what? You know what? They still got it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I think, like, the real goodness of the old Simpsons carried through to Futurama. I don't know if it was a writer or whatever, but I think...
I didn't get into fucking Futurama. I just
didn't. I did only recently, and I think Futurama's great, honestly.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you
didn't
definitely got to check it out.
Didn't it get canceled, like, 3 times at this point?
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's finally been canceled. I think just this past year it was, like, the final episode.
Oh, I see.
But there's a lot of episodes I haven't seen, so I'll watch it if it's one I haven't seen before because they're usually good.
A guy I work actually stopped and a guy I work with currently pulled me aside and he's like, hey, you know, I was in so and so's office and he happened to mention that his kid needed braces. And I'm like, well, okay, who gives a shit? Yeah, but he said it like. Justin needs braces. And I knew exactly what the fuck he meant. I'm like,
dental plan.
That's what I fucking said immediately. I go, dental plan. Justin needs braces. Dental plan. Oh, shit. And then
the
he goes,
old school Simpsons
and then he said,
the best.
And then he's like, exactly my fucking thought. God damn it. That's just what I said. In fact, I asked him if he had a dental plan. And that coworker that was that mentioned their kid needing braces had no idea. And the moment was lost. So he was complaining that I wasn't there to get the reference. But I don't know. The kids who grew up with new Simpsons, like, do they have anything to look at? And be like, oh.
I don't think it's watched that anymore. I think it's all been taken over by Family Guy.
I can't fuck. Look, I don't. There are moments in Family Guy that I've seen where
at most 10 seconds long that are good.
Yeah.
You're going to say. It's a 10-second long piece of Family Guy, but to watch an entire half hour episode, it doesn't, there's no cohesion to any of it. It's just like, all right, here's a plot. Nothing that's going to happen during the entire episode is going to be a plot. It's just going to be outside references to all different other shit and make no sense as a whole.
Yeah. Like there was a video, I know I played this on the show, but I just thought of it. I had to fucking, this made me laugh as hard as, fuck you, Delphine.
Just like Danny DeVito got Rhea Perlman.
I don't know, Danny.
Look, it's either me or nobody.
Sold.
Dude, every start of every baseball season, I always play the one where Stewie's at a Mets game. And it's like, and there's the first pitch, and the season's over. Yeah, every time, every the beginning of every season, baseball season, I gotta play that just to fuck with my Mets fans friends.
It's true, but yeah, that show has got way too many fucking musical interludes and shit. Not into it. South Park is consistently good.
Yes, South Park has not declined. I can watch a new South Park.
It's actually improved. Like, yeah, if you try and watch the original South Park when it was all sight gags and just like, oh, these kids are crazy.
Yeah, I think South Park has improved.
They've actually gone beyond the fact that their characters do things. Like, their characters are just fucking tools to get a plot across.
Right.
But, shit, I don't know, man. Another 400 thing, Steve. Apparently, in a high school in Eastern Washington... Washington State. A high school on the football team, there's a 400-pound running back.
Oh, I saw a picture, just a picture of this kid.
Oh, I found a video of some in-game footage.
Oh, yeah?
And this is the still shot is impressive, but when you see this guy actually play, it's just he just tries to run into the line. And like sometimes he gets through, but without fail, like he gets tackled by fucking six guys and goes down.
Well, he's not fast.
No, he's definitely not. He's 6'4" and weighs 400 pounds, and they have him at fucking running back.
Well, where else are you gonna play him? You're not gonna play him on defense. You're gonna use that to your advantage.
The fucking center or something. I don't know. Like, clog the middle.
No, because you know what? You're not gonna use him on defense in high school because. You're not going to look for that kid to have good hands and make turnovers, you know? You're going to use him to push the ball forward. That's what it is. That's the mentality.
Put him on ice skates and let him fucking let the team practice pushing him across the field to get strong.
Yeah, instead of having those things on the sleds.
Yeah, just have a human sled.
Just have that guy.
This fucking fat oaf. Goddamn uncooked dough in a fucking helmet.
Jesus Christ.
Really unsightly. His name is Big Tone. That's what they call him. Big Tone. My high school had a kid with gigantism, I think. I mean, I think so. He was probably 6'4 and probably 400 pounds, but he wasn't a fucking running back. I wonder if that kid's dead. This is my line of thinking. Like I think back in the past, I'm like, I wonder if they're dead. Because they could be. John M.C. Okay, let's see what his name is. Dugan. No.
Not on Facebook? He's probably dead.
Think maybe he died before Facebook became a thing?
I don't know, 6'4", 400.
All I know is that the team lovingly called him Jelly Roll. Oh, God, they hated him. Fucking Jelly Roll. I wasn't on the football team. Just want to let you know, Steve.
Ah, could have fooled me.
Yeah, I know. I know, I'm huge. I'm huge. I decided against it.
Yeah, I would have figured you'd be a linebacker.
Absolutely terrible. Steven, I want to read something. A letter of sorts, actually of the exact sort. It is a letter. We have the letter here. It says, Ken, for the true champion of internet radio, a fitting accessory. From all of us at Heroes Talk, thank you for all you've done and all you continue to do. We hope this can stand as a reminder that you have stuck with a great thing for a long while, no matter what kind of bullshit came along. And it is appreciated. You and whatever co-host you have or had over the years make Tuesdays worth looking forward to. Here's to many more. Signed, Jeff DiTavio, with participation from Josh Katz and Best in Show Chris. So that's the letter that I got. And this was in a package that was sent to me. And I was told, this is for episode 400.
Uh-oh.
I opened it early because I'm that kind of an asshole.
Yep.
And I have to say, the belt is mine, motherfucker. Walter Johnson's the only fucking pitcher in the 400 Club, motherfucker. I'm the only fucking podcaster in the Heroes Talk 400 Club. You're gonna have to fucking to take the belt. You're gonna have to beat me, motherfucker. Let's hear your challenges. Come out, goddamn championship belt with the Heroes Talk logo on it. DJNS Hut 400. It's a fucking thing of beauty. I opened this up and I had a warm charge inside me. I felt good. Felt really nice. I'm going to be hanging this fucking thing up. And it will stand as a reminder that this is something I love doing. And it's something that that people fucking appreciate. Look at this fucking thing. Can you see it, Steve?
Yeah, you got it. Your feet has caught up and we can see it now. It's on your shoulder. Now, you said Amanda has a hard time explaining what you do. If you hang that up and people come over, how are you going to explain that?
I'll promptly say that I'm the fucking champion.
Of
goddamn podcasting.
Okay.
I'm the champion of internet radio. You want the belt to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Beat the man.
That's right. You want a shot at this fucking belt, Steve? You got 399 episodes to go.
I don't know about that.
You want your fucking title shot, Steve? Let's get the goddamn motherfucking Steven Gardening Hour up to 400 episodes. See how this fucking goes. All right?
Now, what if I do a daily episode? Uh-oh. That's only a year and a third.
I'd love to see you try, motherfucker. Bring it.
I'm not going to try.
Bring it.
I love That's it. Not happening.
By the way, Best in Show is 100 episodes plus away. They're pretty close.
Oh, yeah. They
However,
they are
very, very thoughtfully, Jeff has decided to call this title the DJNS 400 title.
Oh, so I'm the only other one because...
Yeah, you'll have to fucking out-host me. It's not going to happen.
I'll have to out-host... Well...
Like you know how fucking Ryan Seacrest continues to call it Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, even though he fucking shook his way into the ground? Oh, that's fucking terrible, man. Well, when I fucking pass on, you can continue to call this the DJ New Style Show, and then finally earn this fucking belt after your 400th episode.
You know you're going to be buried with that thing.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I'll wear it fucking proudly.
You got to wear it around your waist when you get buried.
You know what? I would love it. I would love
you
it.
You got to put that stipulation into your will.
I'm going to. Bury me with this motherfucking thing. Because this is my title. I'm very proud of it.
I'll make a $1 million man counter belt.
It's got the goddamn the logos on it and everything. It's got the grenade. It's got this little this hut right here. And it's got it on matching sides. It's a fucking beautiful thing, man. I really enjoy this. This is incredible. I've never gotten things, you know. I'm not seeking out things to be sent to me. Like the first ever was, you know, Kling sent a gift card for me and Germ to share, like Starbucks, and that fucking floored me that someone would do this. And now I get this and this fucking this you know wonderfully worded letter, and it's fucking amazing. It feels good and it's truly appreciated, and I totally do not fucking deserve it. I humbly accept the title.
You deserve it, man. Come on.
I humbly accept the title, and I will hold this fucking title, and no one's taking it from me.
I mean, considering like what you've had to deal with between me and Frank, it's deserved. It's deserved, man.
I do a show, and I talk into a microphone. I record it, save it, put it on the internet. I have fun doing it, and then apparently there are people that also enjoy it as well. I got to tell you, I got this box and I'm like, I have not the foggiest idea what's in this fucking box.
And see, I could have told you. I could have spilled the beans, but I didn't.
Oh, they told you?
Jeff told me before the thing was even made.
Oh.
I was in on it from the beginning. I knew exactly.
Son of a bitch. I tried to hold out too. I held out. I held out, man, until I think at least an episode or two, and I'm like, I gotta fucking see this. Let me see.
Okay. No, one episode. I think it was like 5 days ago.
Yeah. No, it was one. I couldn't even wait until tonight. I just fucking opened it up.
Yep.
Goddamn, that was
but what are you gonna do?
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing.
I would have done the same too. It's like having a mystery box.
Look at this. This is something I'll never be able to do until tonight. I would never be able to take a championship belt that I didn't buy myself and put it over my shoulder and talk to people that want to hear me speak. That's it. I got my fucking championship belt. It was awarded to me. I fucking put in some work to get it, and I'm going to goddamn maintain it. It's the DJ New Style Show, motherfucker. And you heard him. No matter what co-host I have or had, it's me, baby. That's the draw, bitch. No, absolutely not. I've had a ton of help from people over the years. And I need to get that hung up on the wall. The thank yous would be endless. And I think I got to start somewhere, of course, with Frank, who's been co-host for quite a while. Barb, who's been a tremendous supporter and has pushed the show out to a ton of people. I can't get into naming names here. Like Goatweed, Best in Show Chris, Keith, Clayton, Eastside Dave, Casey, Jeff Sam, from Sandwich Humor, fucking Josh, Reese. Like all of those people. Everybody on Heroes Talk. It's just, you guys have just been amazing. Veal Chop for designing like fucking 1,000 logos for absolutely free. It's tremendous. I really appreciate it. I can't express to you guys enough. Thank you for the belt and the letter. And let's do fucking 400 more tonight, Steve. You ready?
You know I'll do 400 episodes right in a row and not give a fuck about it.
The problem is that they would just end up being 400 episodes of how much you despise tablet culture.
Hey, as long as it's mentioned, I'm happy. I'm going to push that
you
out.
You coined that. No, nobody has come up with that. That is your fucking thing. That is a copyright Steve the LARPer 2013.
I'll take it.
God damn it.
It's going to have deeper meaning, and it's going to have more prevalence as time goes on.
I almost set my fucking lawn on fire this weekend. I decided I needed to rake, so I naturally take the lawnmower out and just go over the fucking leaves.
What else are you going
to
do?
Decided to mow the leaves, and I hit a stump a while back, and it was vibrating. It wiggled a little bit. It was shaky. The fucking thing shook itself to pieces.
Oh, it finally did.
Like black smoke fucking was coming out of this thing. Like the exhaust part of it, like the little silver thing that's attached, shook itself off. I can't even fucking find the thing. The plastic cover just fucking flew off. I'm like, fuck it, it's just a cover. Who cares? All of a sudden, black smoke is pouring out of this fucking thing, and it was very, very hot to the touch. And it was pretty dry. So I have to... I have to say that while I may be champion of internet radio, I am a fucking goddamn red shirt for fucking yard maintenance. I will never make the practice squad when it comes to maintaining a fucking yard. Steven, I want to thank you. Is there anything that we didn't get to that you want to get to, that you absolutely have to get to right now?
No.
You sure about that?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think you were hurt. Admit this. You were hurt by this phrase here. You and whatever co-host you have or had over the years. That struck you a little bit wrong, didn't it?
No.
Because I think you may have had some kind of... like you've been listening to I Apologize because you do the summaries on Hear Us Talk. And I think you had a sort of an epiphany or an observation about Frank. You were listening to him and you know how he's the germaphobe and he's afraid of germs. And do you know what I'm talking about at all or no?
Yeah, because he half-assed it.
You basically told me. And
I'm going to say he's a half-assed germaphobe.
No, that's not the words you said. You told me Frank sucks at being a germaphobe. And I initially thought
he sucks at it. Okay,
that's what you said initially, and I'm like, whoa, Steve might be miffed that I'm doing a show with Frank called I Apologize. Steve might be a little bit put off by that, and then you backed it up with some proof. You're like, okay, name me a fucking how does a germaphobe get foot fungus so bad that they shed their toenails every fucking fall?
Exactly. I mean. I'm like the type of person that takes out the garbage, walks inside, and the first thing I do is wash my hands. Frank has germaphobe, foot fungus, dick seeds. He's referred to his crotch as the smell of fresh baked bread.
Dick seeds.
I mean, I'm not really sure how much of a germaphobe he is. If you are, you get this shit checked out, don't you?
You've heard his description of what dick seeds were. They were
little black grains of rice that come out of his cock.
Yeah. What do you think that is?
I have no fucking clue, and I don't even want to look it up.
I think it's a blackhead on the penis.
But it sounds like it's...
Don't Google that.
I'm not going to Google it. That's what I just said. I'm not even looking it up because I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Blackhead. Oh, my God. Okay. I Googled blackhead on penis, and there's a picture of a blackhead on someone's fucking dick, like on the dick head, that looks exactly as Frank described it, as like a black bean. He said it was like a black bean. This thing...
A
black bean that he squeezed out of his dick. It said blackhead on penis, and it's like looks like a black bean under the skin just starting to surface. I click on it, and the title of the page is Sexually Transmitted Diseases, Wart with Blackhead.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. However, I bet you there are such a thing as just blackheads on a dick. I don't know.
You know what? I've had all sorts of shit on my skin. I've had, you know, fucking blackheads, whiteheads, fucking rosacea parts, and, you know, like ashy elbows and whatnot.
Nothing more repulsive than a fucking zoomed-in picture of blackheads.
Yeah, but I've never had any kind of, it seems like the dick area usually seems immune to all of those things, even if you have it somewhere else on your body.
You never had a little pimple?
Not on my cock.
I had a pimple like on the fucking like the pube area.
I could see that like an ingrown hair maybe.
Yeah, and I squeezed it out and a really fucking tightly curled hair came out.
Yeah, well, that's an ingrown hair.
Okay.
So see, that can happen about anywhere. I mean, how far down the shaft does the hair really go? I don't know. I'm not Italian, so you tell me.
Just the hole. The hole is the only thing that isn't covered. It's like a dog dick, Steve.
You got a little red rocket poking
out?
Yeah,
I have to.
Red rocket.
Yeah, don't Google blackhead on penis. It's fucking disgusting.
I'm not clicking on any links anybody puts in the chat room. I'm not looking it up.
Oh, hold on. Actually,
I'll watch someone mutilating their body, but I'm not going to watch a dick seed video or look at a dick seed picture.
I'm going to play what Jeff put in the chat room, by the way. And if you're ever listening downloaded, keep in mind that we record this before a live studio audience on the Hear Us Talk Live page.
There's no laugh track. We go...
No, there is no laugh track. It's just that we don't delight the audience in any way. They sit there stone-faced and bewildered.
Yeah. There is a laugh track that never gets touched.
TruthTimeTheater.bandcamp.com. Oh, dick seeds, plural. My bad. We got to listen to this.
Maybe
we're going to close the show out with this. And I want to say thank you very much, everybody, for tuning into the show. I know it may have seemed like some of the messages I've written where it's like, thank you for listening. Thanks for everybody who's been around and blah, blah, blah. This isn't ending. I'm going to keep doing the show because I fucking enjoy it. And I'm also going to do Goddamn I Apologize because I enjoy that too. So Steve and everybody else, thank you very much. Do you have anything you want to say, Steve, before we close it out with Truth Time Theater's wonderful track called Dick Seeds, etc.?
It's not much I can say except for thank you.
Scrub your dick is what I'm going to say. Thanks. Exfoliate your cock, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye.
Listen to me.
Like 20, like about 15, 20 years ago, I would get seeds that would grow on my dick.
Listen to me.
I get dick lint when I have mummy, after I have mummy cock. Mark? Seeds.
Ash.
cock. I wrap my ding-dong up. I wrap it up like a barjol. Push the seeds out. Mummy cock. They were like seeds.
Dick seeds?
Yeah, they would be like little black seeds. And they would be like embedded in my skin, my dick skin. And I have to push them out. Push the seeds out. Push them out. Push the seeds out. Mummy cock. I wrap it up like a barjol. Pardon? Pardon? Mummy cock. Black bee. I would get one at a time, but they would like form on the skin, my ding dong skin, like where the ding dong head is. I have to push them out.
Push them out. Push the seeds out.
Dick seeds?
It was like a lentil.
For a black bean.
No, it was like the size of a grain of rice.
Oh. Still, it's fucking big.
Pardon me?
It's fucking big.
I showed my wife the dick seeds. She just ran out of the room.
Ran out of the room. I showed my wife. Ran out of the room.
I had them for a very long time, like 5 years, and then it eventually just went away. It was like a lentil.
Black bean.
Black bean.
Now I wash it real good.
Back when I was younger, I didn't have hair on the crack of my ass.
Black bean.
It gets itchy back there, and I gotta take care of business, you know what I'm saying? Bean. Black bean. I had to push them out. They were black seeds. And the next day, after I removed the paper mache from my ding dong, a lot of it stuck to my ding dong head.
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 Ding dong head.